We are on Mill Rav Amid Beis. You don't want me to say on the phone? I'm insulted. I'll see if I can't get anybody. You know, life is not about sleep. We are on Zion Amid Beis. You're right. I'm sorry. I apologize. The last thing we learned, or about the last thing we learned, is that Shemai Baptalion came from Bnei Baruch and Sancherev. And again, this opens up a discussion, which we didn't get into yesterday, I'll just mention it. Shemai Baptalion were the Nasi and the Abezin. If they were Gerim, how in the world could they be the Nasi and the Abezin? And it's mashmur that they themselves were Gerim. In fact, according to the Mepharshim who know these things, Baptalion was a great Greek judicial person. He wrote a book of law for the Romans, I mean, and then he became a ger. And the question is, how can he be Nasi and Abezin? So they say a bunch of truths. And main terrors is that they're the biggest people, even though we are not allowed to appoint them as Nasi and Abezin. It was an automatic appointment, meaning everybody flocked to them as the leaders because they knew the most. So therefore, by default, they became the Nasi and the Abezin. Okay, we are up to Hainu Dechsev. Hainu is the last word on the line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, referring to the story of the Zevaradin, that he killed hundreds of thousands of millions of Jews on one rock, on one area in the Beis HaMikdash because of the blood of Zecharia. So then we went off the tangent and we said that the Zevaradin became a ger, and we went through other big people who came from terrible people. And we spoke out that the reason that happened is because the mice of these people were Ma'irigidin to do tshuva, so they were zeichah that some descendant of them became a Ma'irbitz Torah. Hainu Dechsev, the story of Nuzeradin is what the Pasuk refers to. Nesati is Dama Tzchiach Sela. I put his blood, their blood, her blood, Al Tzchiach Sela on a smooth rock. Is that pshat? What? Smooth surface of a rock. Mevilti haksais, how do you pronounce that word? Haksais? Haksos? Mevilti haksais without being covered, meaning the blood kept on bubbling, and that caused this mass killing of Yidden till Zechariah's blood calmed down. Don't think of my Abijah. Hakoyel koyel Yaakov, vayidayim yidayim.
What's that?
The blood of Zechariah was on a smooth surface without being covered. It remained there. They didn't absorb
it.
It was in the Azara. Yeah. Azara is outdoors.
Yeah, but I'm saying, didn't they have marble floors?
Stone floors.
What?
They had stone floors.
Right.
Yeah. Hakoyel kol Yaakov vayidayim miday Esav. It's what Yitzchak told Yaakov Avinu. Now, Pashup Shad, he was identifying who it is, right? And he said, you sound like Yaakov, but your hands feel like Esav. But we dash him from there. Hakael, the word Hakael, Dan Yonis Kaiser, refers to Dan Yonis the Caesar, meaning he caused an outcry.
Oh,
we're darshaning that in the future, Yitzchak Avinu was referring to, there'll be a time that Yaakov will be crying from the hands of Esav. Again, the Pashut reading of the Chumash is Yitzchak was trying to identify who this person here is that wants the brachas. And he said, you sound like Yaakov, but your hands are like Esav. But we dash it from here, a bunch of drushes, but one of the drushes is that the hands of Esav will cause a koil of Yaakov, two koilas of Yaakov, a koil Yaakov. When in history did the hands of Esav cause this major outcry? Dr. Gemara's Andrianus Kaiser, that is referring to Andrianus, Shaharek Balaksandrus Shamitzrayim Shishim Ribay Al Shishim Ribay. He killed 1.2 million Yidden in Alexandria. Keflayim Kiyaitzim Mitzrayim. This was because, the Gemara says, they moved to Eretz Mitzrayim. That's what the Gemara says in Sukkah. Right? Before we had, they weren't Mesabal Yushalayim. Right? whatever it was, the combination of Averis caused this mass elimination, Rachmana Litzlan, of that Jewish community. Kol Yaakov, what's the second time? That's Aspisidnus Kaiser, that is Aspisidnus, Shaharig Bikrach Beitar, Arba Meyes Ribay. He killed 400 times 10,000, which is 4 million. V'amir La'arba Sarlofim Ribay, which is 40 million. Again, whether these are exact numbers, I told you I spoke out yesterday that the Eish Kodesh says that it wasn't exact numbers, because he said the worst that ever happened to the history of Klal Yisrael was World War II. So, I don't know. Right. Vayidayim Yidei Esav, Zum Malchus HaEsav, Esav, Zum Malchus HaRishav, is the wicked nation. Shechribas Beteinu, destroyed our Beis HaMikdash, V'sarfas HaChileinu, and again the Groan Bracha says, it means it burnt the Beis HaMikdash Omayla, V'glisonu Maritzeinu, and exiled us from our land. That's one shot. Lavaracha HaKol Kol Yaakov, Eiluch Tzila Shemi'ela Sheba Mizara Shal Yaakov. Every time a tefillah helps, there has to be something included from the children of Yaakov. I guess that some Yidden have to daven with, there has to be a tefillah of Yidden included.
In the Goyim daven.
What?
When the Goyim daven, just Yidden involved, what does that mean?
Any tefillah that helps, there has to be some yid davening also.
Besides,
what does Hartzko say?
He says
there is to send to James, not participate.
What?
No commentary.
Okay, so take it at literally.
Is the yid plus who?
When any guy in daven, they pray. It works because a yid is also davening.
Who did praying to?
Your Rabbi Shlaim.
They themselves can't do it.
Again, I'm reading this Gemara. That's what it seems to say. I'm trying to be very vague. The reason I'm trying to be very vague because the pasuk says ki basi basi filo yikar lechol ha'amim. Shlaim HaMelech says in Melachim that a guy davens to you, you will hear it. So I'm trying to figure out exactly how this works. Now, the way I always understand it, again, it's my Yitzchak Margaret and chat, and it might be 100% wrong, is that the reason a guy's tefillah works is because Shlaim HaMelech davened that Hashem should listen to the guy's tefillah. Meaning, that's the Kol Yaakov that went along with that tefillah. But that's in the Beit Malkam HaMikdash that Shlaim HaMelech davened for that. I'm sorry? I can't hear you.
This is Mikdash Sfarim.
Right, but that doesn't make it mean the Malkam HaMikdash is still there.
Yeah. I mean, when the priest on.
Ask a few people do.
I wanted to know Adakash my whole life. The rest of the week, what does this place do? Or it's churches,
see if they don't.
I honestly don't know how to learn this Gemara. I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't know, chat. This is the way I understood it. There has to be some. But the problem with this chat is a guy davens and a yid doesn't daven for that same thing. It never gets answered. I don't know. That's what the Gemara seems to say. No, that's not so bad. That could be. Any war has somebody from Esav involved in the fight. We don't know who the guy come from. I know Damar Ablazer. Bishait, I'm going to need help in pronouncing those words. Bishait, Lashon Tichave.
How about civil war between Jews?
Bishait, Lashon Tichave.
I don't know. Bishait, Lashon Tichave. How does he translate it? With the rod of the tongue.
Is shout.
I'm sorry?
When the tongue is shout, you should hide. It doesn't help you much.
Sight means the lashon of a rod. When the tongue, hits a person, you should hide. Bechurchulei lashon tichavei. How does he translate that?
Intentions of the tongue.
Right. You should hide.
Slander.
Right. I guess it's. How does he explain? What is that referring to? What does he say?
Lashon hara.
No, but what's it going back on? V'hainu damar
abazer. Like a rod, which means a rod. Slander's tongue is analogous to a rod used for beating.
I know, but that's not my point.
It's going back on four times.
Is it?
Yeah.
You're saying that with some confidence.
No, he says the introduction. The slander's talking about times.
Okay, fine, thank you. That's what I was looking for. Next Rashi, go back to Rashi. Al tzchiach sela, hainu d'chsev adami d'tzcharya, the blood of tzcharya. Atzchiach Sela, yeah, and Rashi says this, Atzchiach Sela, a chalkas evan chalaka, on a smooth surface of a rock, so yiv labar did not get absorbed. Chalcha yidarmish atzchaya ala ritzpa was on the floor of the azara, but the nivla didn't get absorbed. Tzchiach shi'ia, smooth kitagumai. Hakoyo kol tzvacho bichi, oyla miyakov. Ro yitzchuk benavua mapola zusha beitar, he saw this destruction of beitar. And so many 10,000s of people were killed. Contention of the tongue. A rod that hits. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Maidach Sivetes in the Pasuk. Al Naharei Zbavel, Sham Yashavnu, Gam Bechinu, Bezachreinu at Tzion. We sat by the rivers of Bavel, and we cried when we remembered Tzion. Melamei Tzerei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'dar David, Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni. When David said this, Baruch HaKadosh, he saw both Churbanas. Churban Bayis Rishon, Shenem Al Naharei Zbavel, Sham Yashavnu, Gam Bechinu. Bayis Sheni, Dichsim Zchor Hashem Livnei Adoim, the same capital. As Yom Yushalayim Hoim Aru Aru, destruction, destruction, Ad HaYisayid Ba, until the foundation. Rashi? No Rashi. So in that capital, David is Beruach HaKadosh writing about the two korbanos that will happen. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, B'Tamer Rabbi, Rami Lo B'Masnid Yishol, there's a Medrash. The Medrash says in Eicha, on the Haris Baba Yisham Yishavnu Gam Bechinu, that Nebuzaradan gave orders, or one of the generals of Baba gave orders, not to let the Yidden cry while they're in Eretz Yisrael, when you're exiling them. Because if they cry, Hashem will save them. So one of the tactics of the soldiers of Baba was to rush Yidden in a way that they couldn't cry. They didn't have the Menuchas HaNefesh, to sit down and reflect. And when they got to Nahara's bubble, when they got to the Euphrates, and they were finally out of Eretz Yisrael, so the Babylonian captors laid off, so that's when Gam Sham Yashavnu, Gam Bechinu. So Yirmiyo HaNavi told them, Ilu Bechistam Bechia Achas, had you cried one time while you were in Eretz Yisrael, there wouldn't have been a Churban. So, that's what the pasuk is saying. When did they cry? When they got to Naharis Bavo, when they were out of Eretz Yisrael. But during their time in Eretz Yisrael, while they were doing Averis, and they didn't do tshuva, and even during the time of the exile, they didn't cry. Not again, that was one of the orders of the Babylonian soldiers, but the bottom line is, they didn't cry till they got to Naharis Bavo. Zonk my Avaitar. Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, B'Tamer Rav Ami. V'Amr Lo B'Masita Tana, some say it's a Braisa. Ma'isa B'Dalad Me'es Yiladim B'Yiladus. There were 400 boys and girls. Shenishbu L'Kalim. They were captured to be used for Znus. Boys for Mishkav Zachar, and girls for regular Znus. Hegishu B'Atzma L'Mahim B'Svakshin. They recognized what they're being taken for. They were captured and being taken to Rome to be used for Znus. So, Amru, they said, Imanu Taivin Biyam, Anu Ba Mechaya Lamaba. They said, they had a question. If we drown ourselves in the sea, will we get Eilam Haba? Is this suicide? Or is in this case, to avoid Avera, suicide permitted? Meaning to avoid Arayas, which is what we're being taken for, are we allowed to commit suicide? That was the question that these 400 children had on the boat.
Now, why did Rebbe say Shuzach, or maybe it was to be with
So Rashi says, we call him, you love him, Lemishkav Zachar, you love this Lepalachim. Boys to Mishkav Zachar, and girls to be used as mistresses. Sakti Gemara, Darish Lehen HaGadol Shibahem. So the oldest one said the following drasha. Pasuk says, Amar Hashem Mibashan Ashiv. I will return from Bashan. Ashiv mitzulos yam, I will return from the depths of the sea. Mibashan ashiv miben shini arayis ashiv, from the teeth of the lion, I will return them. Meaning, yidden that are in the teeth of the lion, I don't know what refers to.
Bashan is being
shaped. I know that. I'm just trying to figure out what. I don't know. I will return them from the teeth of the lion. Asher mamtzilus yam, elu shetayvim b'yam. Shem will bring back those who drown in the sea. Meaning, if we're doing it to avoid, again, it's a big tumult whether a person's allowed to commit suicide to avoid torture. Can he commit suicide to avoid an avera? They paskin that one can commit suicide to avoid being used for an avera. They won't be able to resist, be done against their will. So this way, by committing suicide, they avoid being taken for an Avera. So they paskins in the pasuk Hashem Mitzulos Yam, that Hashem will give them Eilam Haba. So, Hashem Mitzulos Yam, right. Tivas Yisham Yiladus Kach. So the girls heard this drasha. Kavtsu Kulam Anavlu Techayam. They jumped first. Immediately the four girls, I don't know how many it was, it was 400 boys and 400 girls, or a total of 400. Whoever it was, the girls got up, they said, okay, Ashivim Tulas Yam, they jumped in the sea and drowned themselves. Nasun Yaladim Kavachimer Batsvam. So the boys made a Kavachimer. Vabru, Mahalalu Shadakan Lakach. Mad of the girls that are being taken to what's a normal human event, people doing living with women. Still, they killed themselves to avoid it. Right. Anu, Kach, they did this. Anu Shein Dakenu Lakach. We're being taken for perversion, right? This is not normal, Mishkav Zachar. It's not Tav Shin Pei. It's not 2022, right? In those days, Mishkav Zachar was perversion. I don't know. The Supreme Court doesn't seem to think that way. What? Right. So, Ali, Arachas Kama, Avheim Kavtu L'Tech Hayam. Haleim Akos Neveimer, and the pasuk says of them, Yalecha Aragnu Kalayim, we killed ourselves all day, Yashavnu Ketay Tevcha. Rashi, the Rashi, Basham Bein Shein Natrikin, the acronym, of between the teeth, Shadarka Lekach Letashmish, Bein Kloina Meruba, Kekalin Shalonu. What's the name again? Their busha is not as bad as ours. For boys, Mishkav Zachar is a much worse. At least the girls being treated like normal girls. Mishkav Zachar is not a normal behavior.
Rabbi?
It seems, one second, it seems that it happened when Golos Bayis Sheni. Yes, Harvey.
So the one of the three justifications for taking your own life here, engaging in improper sexual relations, doesn't apply, but they instead needed a pasuk?
Because the halacha is, one has to give up their life to avoid doing an avera, but one can commit suicide. There's a big difference. If a person says to Yid, serve him at his honor, I'll kill you, so then the halacha is that Yid has to allow himself to be killed. But can a Yid kill themselves to avoid Avodah Zarah? There's a separate issur of committing suicide. Allowing to be killed is not suicide. Suicide is a ma'abed atzma l'das eiluch eiluch l'alam haba. That is a problem here. The Mefarshim asked this. So they give a number of terutzim. One is that to avoid torture. One is allowed to kill themselves, meaning they would have been killed anyway because they would have refused to do the Avera and they would have been tortured. Others say they would have been forced to do the Avera, and to avoid doing the Avera, one could even kill themselves. This is a big tumult in the time of the Crusaders when some Rishayim and Paskind to kill their kids rather to avoid them being taken by the Christians. What happened was the Crusaders, one who wiped out Jewish communities, they took the kids and they took them to raise them as Christians. So some Rishayim and Paskind to kill the kids. Rather, we say it in the Kinnis. We weren't zeichen to raise you for Torah, but bring you as korbanos. And they killed their own kids to avoid them being taken into captivity. So that's, they say also that that's a heter for suicide as well.
So doing it till achar, doing it in a non-normal way, is more of a reason.
No, it's just that they said. It was a kavuchimer, meaning if these girls who are being taken to be treated like girls are killing themselves rather than doing the avera, we who are not only taken to do a terrible avera, but we're not even being treated normally. It's just a way of feeling. It's an emotional. Yeah, there we go.
Doing something that's not the norm is a
sport.
Doing something
not a question of tur and chiyav. They wouldn't have been chiyav anyway.
I'm just saying, but we see.
Again, this is not a shinui. This is perversion. It's not a shinui.
You didn't
ask
to be thrown over before?
Yes. That's the shayla. Yaina was trying to avoid Nineveh going to Nineveh.
I think he did. But he did ask. He tried to kill himself.
So fine. You have a kasha Yaina. We learned to be a kipper Yaina. You asked the kasha.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. He said, throw me into the sea. Whatever the reason is, he had a reason that he didn't want to go to Nineveh. It was a wrong reason. They didn't. They didn't. No fish swallowed them up. There was no story of Yaina here. They died on Kiddush Hashem. And there's a kin about them. In a kin, one of the kinnas. We mentioned this story. We bash on Ashim Tulis Yam. It's in one of the kinnas of the Shabbat.
In World War II, did this happen as well?
I have no idea.
I think it happened.
Could be. Could very well be. Zacharias!
Right?
Sure.
And they couldn't have made themselves Kakasola.
Again. Theoretically, yes. Practically, they thought they wouldn't be able to. That's only by the girls. By the boys, it's impossible.
Isn't it a raya from Chana the Shevanah?
What about that? Okay, we're getting to Chana the Shevanah in a moment. It's coming up. Stay tuned. Don't think my advisor. So it's referring to the pasuk Yalecha Ragnu Kalayim Nechshavnu Ketzayin Tivcha. Ragnu means we committed suicide. We let ourselves, well, you could learn to let ourselves be killed. We're dashing in this chat. We killed ourselves for you, Hashem. Review, I'm sorry. Doesn't say. It says Yiladim V'Yiladoi.
They knew so much that the
you see it kind of.
Something about America. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, the pasuk refers to the following story. Zu Isha B'Shiva B'Na'a. Now, the Gemara here makes it sound that this story happened by Churban Beis HaMikdash. In the Medrash, it's brought down, in Medrash and Tiyachas, it is brought down that it happened in the time of Hanukkah. So some want to say it happened twice in history. Some want to say that this story also happened during the time of Hanukkah. Here in the Gemara, it's mashma that it happened during second Beis Hamikdash. In that Medrash, it's mashma it happened during the time of Hanukkah, which is 200 years before. So either it happened twice, is it the same story, is it a different story, seems to be a question amongst the Achrayim. This is the famous story that everybody knows of Chana v'Shiva Benel, except here it doesn't say her name, it says Isha v'Shiva Benel. In that Medrash about Hanukkah, it identifies her as Chana, about Hanukkah. But here, it doesn't say a name of the girl, of the woman. The Isha v'Shiva Benel, Asu Kama L'Kelu the Kaiser. They brought the first one in front of the Caesar. That's what Kaiser. In the time of Hanukkah, there was no Kaiser. At least there was no case that it was bothering Yidden, it was the Greeks. Amulei, they said to him, Plach Lavedis Kechav. They said to him, bow down to Avedis Zara. Amulu Kasa B'Taira Neich Hashem Alekecha. He refused. He says in the Pasuk, Neich Hashem Alekecha, Afkru V'Ketluhu. Took him out and they killed him. The Mashal points out that each one of these seven children used a different Pasuk, referring to the day of the week. So this happened on a Sunday, Dr. Mashal, that he said, because in the first day, there was nothing else but the Rabbi Nishleilam. There's still nothing else besides the Rabbi Nishleilam. But it means there were no creations yet. Even the Malachim weren't created until the second day. So at that point, only. So he said that pasuk. That's why he used that pasuk. Then they took the second one. Dr. Gemara, Amrlu, Aslu, Vesu, Leidach. Now the Mashal learned, they brought him the next day. The Gemara doesn't say that. It could have happened in one day in the Gemara. The Kabbalah the Kaiser. Amrlu, Prach, Lavanis, Kechav. Amrlu, Ksim, Batar, Leil, Lechal, Lim, Achayim, Aponai, do not have other gods. Dr. Mashal, that day the Malachim were created. So at that point it's already possible to say that there's another power. Right? So therefore he said, Hashem said, no other gods. That's why he used that pasuk. Again, all psukim go to the same point. We're not serving Avodah Zarah. We're not allowed to. We're willing to die. That's the point. But each one used a different pasuk. So the Mashah says that the pasuk corresponds to the day of the week. And it happens over 7 days in a week. And each one used the pasuk that corresponds. That's what the Mashah says. You can either like the Mashah's job, that's your Bechira. Not like the Mashal's job. I'm just translating like the Mashal.
I myself
yes.
Thought about this because if they're all there, just in a different room, what's stopping them from saying the same passage?
I said, that's what the Mashal said.
I'm
not trying to figure out what you're
saying. No. What I'm saying is, like for example, let's say Rebbe is speaking in the religion, and
can we move on? Okay, I don't think this is important. Asu Leidach, they brought number three, and again, according to my father, this was on Tuesday. Amar Leiblach Lavedis Kachav. Amar Luksim B'Tayra, Zaveich Lelehim Yachram. If you check for Avodah Zarah, one gets killed. So he said that they said in the on Tuesday, where Hashem created things in the world that grow. So there was more manifestation of a different power, so to speak. So they said, if we would serve that different power, we get killed. Meaning, there's only Hashem, no other power. So why they use that pasuk again, the Mashal says, because it was a greater place to make a mistake that something else is going on. The next one, Avdu v'gatu asu l'idach. They took and killed him. They brought the fourth one. This happened on Wednesday, when there's sky, and the sun, and the moon.
Did we skip the
debate? No, I didn't.
Did we skip
Shema Yisrael?
No.
It was me. So he said, let's Yishtach v'le'elachar, and Mashal says that's on Wednesday, when there's the sun and the moon. So there's more people, there's a lot of people that bow to the sun and to the moon. He said, no other God. I'm cool with the clue. As soon as the Yidach, I'm going to black over it, so he says that Pshat is, it was the creation of Chai. It was the creation of Chai. It was a higher level of creation on Thursday. Of Chai, living things. So again, there's other powers. Birds, animals were created on Thursday. So,
you're right, you bow down to an
which is on Friday. Chanel today and put to your heart. Hashem will give, Shemai Mimal, Arch Mitagas, Ain, there is no other power. Right? Therefore, that was on Friday, humans were created, no other power. You have no power, Mr. King. Nothing. Zero. A night. Of Kubiklu, Asun Idach. Amalai, Plachla, Vedis Kachab. Amalai, Sib, Vatiris, Hashem, Hamartov, Hashem, Amir Chayim. We separated Hashem, and Hashem separated us on Shabbos. We're Kaddish. Hashem separated us. We're different than you are. We have Kedusha. That was Shabbos. Kvanishbanu laKaddish Baruch Hu. We swore to HaKaddish Baruch Hu. She'einonu mavirin oisim e'elacha. We will never change him for another God. Avu nishbalonu.
He's singing all this?
She'ein mavir e'sonabu ma'acheres. Yes. Shabbos. Amalei Kaiser, so the Kaiser felt bad. He just killed six more brothers. Now he's on number seven. And the guy's refusing to serve Avodah Zarah. So the Kaiser said, you know what? Ishti Loch Gushvinka. I will throw you my signet ring. Right? With my picture on it. My stat, you know, my form on it. The Gachim V'Shakle. Just bend down and take it. At least they'll say you accepted that you're my subject. Okay, you're not going to serve the Avodah Zarah, but bow down to my form. Show that you accept me as a leader. Woe to you. I think chaval is woe. You're still worried about your honor. I have to worry about Hashem's honor much more than you worry about your honor. So they went, the kid. He hasn't killed the seventh one yet. Avkul Amigdalay, they took out to kill the seventh son. Amr Luhuyimei, the mother said, Yavu in the Hale, give him to me, Vashnishki Porta. Let me at least kiss him a little bit. Amalai, so she said to him when they gave him the kid to say goodbye, Bani, l'chuv v'amal Avraham Avichem, go tell Avraham Avinu. She said it to all seven, but the other ones are dead already. Ato akata mizveyach echad, you made one akedah, v'ani akati shiva mizvechais, and I made seven akedahs. Afi also l'gag, v'naflu mesa. Shaila, did she kill herself? Or did she allow to kill herself? The Medrash says she lost her mind, and she went up to a roof and fell down. She lost her mind. The Gemara here is Masma, she was lucid. Some want to say that they wanted her to serve a Avodah Zarah, so she went upstairs and committed suicide. To avoid that, some want to say it wasn't suicide. She slipped and fell. It doesn't say. Yata Sabatsko v'amra eim habonim smecha. Rashi. So Rashi, Zuisha Hiragnu Kalayim, Hamarta Yechata, you designated. Yushwanka Chaisami, Shitsurasi Tavuvoy, Kadesh Tenira Mishtachvala. She looks like you're bowing to my form. Hormu the Malka Shutanis Amelach Kibbal of Lazos. He listens to the king. You were preparing this? I'm happy, yes.
You could have said, just pick it up like I dropped it. He still had a gaiva that he wanted to at least be a bit of. Just make believe that I dropped it, you know what I mean?
That's what he said. Exactly what he said.
No, I thought he said, do it, just bow down to it.
He didn't say bow down. He said, I'll throw it down and you bend down and pick it up. So people will say you bow down to it.
Oh, to my but not just pick it up because I dropped it.
He said, I'll drop it. You'll pick it up, and people will see you bowing down to pick it up. They'll say he accepted the king's orders. Again, he told the kid, I'll drop my ring, you'll pick it up, anybody watching will think you accepted me, whatever I want to do.
Let's do it.
do a charade, but he didn't want to go on.
The Gemara Mamas prepared your way. It's like, you prepared.
You don't want to make the leap to show the people.
Exactly. And Shulam Levi Amazu Mila Shinit Libishmini. Harag Nukalayim is referring to Mila. Which father, which normal father, wounds his child? Deliberately, I'm not talking about crazy people. Normal father wounds his child, cuts his child. And every year does that. That's Harag Nukalayim. Rabbi Nishlam, we do things for you. Things that it's not normal. Not regular. Like, to us, it's part of life. If you think about it, which father cuts his child? What?
Besides
that, with all kinds of different ways. Number one. Number two is, they're Johnny come latelys.
They're what?
Johnny, I mean, they started doing it much later. They didn't do it in those days. Rashi, do Mila, Hirag, Nukalayim, the Zimna, the Mayas. And Rashi says, sometimes people die from Mila. Rashi's borrowed the word Hirag, Nu. Sancti Gemara Vaiter, Reb Shimon Melokish Amar, Elu Tamidah Chachamim, Shemarin Hilchah Shechita Ba'atzman. These are Tamidah Chachamim who show Hilchah Shechita. Now Rashi learns, they use a knife, and they show the place of Shechita, and it's very dangerous with a knife there, somebody's neck.
It's
talking about the person. Yeah. The Amar Mar, Kol Mili, person is allowed to show everything using himself, Bar Mishchita, B'davar Achar, besides Shechita and Tzaras. Now he shouldn't, I guess, make different colors on his body to show what Tzaras looks like. Now, here, Rashi doesn't say why, but the Mashal says on both of them, it's because it's a bad simon. The Mashal says even if he doesn't use a knife, he uses his hand, and he shows on his body where Shechita is done and how it's done. That's also, the Mashal says, not a good simon. One shouldn't be doing that to his thing. Just like Taras, nobody's putting real Taras on their body. Rashi. What? We had that all the way back with that about the 400 kids. That was the first. We had a bunch of pshatim in that pasuk. By the 400 kids, at the end, it said that's what the pasuk means by halacha ragnu kalayim. Then the Gemara said there's another pshat in halacha ragnu kalayim. The story of Chana and seven sons. Then the Gemara says we have another pshat in halacha ragnu kalayim. That's Mila. And now we're on our fourth pshat of halacha ragnu kalayim, which is that it is show hilchah shechita.
What was the Mara?
Well, going to Rashi, they actually take a knife and run it near their neck. Not to do, but people did. They tell me to come do that, even though they shouldn't do that, but they do that. And my shot says even with the hand.
Oh, you have this thing. Oh, you're doing a mitzvah.
I'm telling you, your safer is growing this week.
No, see, yeah. Yolo, you just have to tell Sutton will override. Right.
Rashi, Bar Mishchita Shem Yitchmenu Begroina, he might stick it into his throat. The Varachat Saras, Umaris Negon, Neshim Asukin Likvat Alof. Person doing that puts himself in danger, it's going to happen. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, a fifth shot in Halacha Ragnu Kalayim. Eilu Tamidei Chachamim Shemamisin Atzmi Al Divrei Taira. They killed themselves for Taira. Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Tamar Rav Shimon ben Lakish Ein Divrei Taira Miskayim Av Mishamemis Atzmi Alayim. Shereme Zoyz HaTaira Adam Ki Yamas Bayo. And everybody seems to say the same shot. You have to kill your Gashmias to be Zaychet to Taira. A person who's indulgent in this world doesn't get much Taira. You have to maim his atzma. He has to kill his atzmias, his guf. He has to be willing to sacrifice in order to be zeichet to Taira. It's this Alecha Radnu Kalayim is referring to Tamid HaChachamim who do that. Like Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Darshaned it from Zayis HaTayra Adam Ki Yamas Bayo. Right, because it says Zayis HaTayra, because it just said Adam Ki Yamas Bayo. This is the Alecha, it's not Matum HaTayra. Zayis HaTayra, to say that B'Zaychen HaTayra, you have to be Meimis Atzmai. You have to be able to willing killing your Gashmias. Give up Gashmias. Taisus and Subas brings a medrash that says to a person davens that he should learn Torah, he should daven that he shouldn't eat too much food. Because one is a steerer to the other. Indulgence and Torah, Torah and steaks don't usually work together.
Well, how about by Rebbe? He had all those luxuries.
It wasn't Nana. It says by Nana, it's a Vilasheva Pruta.
So what was he doing with all those fancy
things? It was on the table. He was a royalty. He was a Nazi. He had no pleasure from it. Right. Amar Abba Babachan Amar Rabbi Yechonon. Arboim Sok Susei Tfilin Nimtzu Barashe Haruge Becher 40 saw of Tfilin boxes, and nobody calls them
Casings.
Okay. It means the box, the bias, the bottom, were found in the heads of the people killed in Beitar. Reb Yanai ber Reb Shmuel Amar, Sholosh Kupa Shabo Amabom Tzah. It was 3 boxes of 40 Tzah apiece. And B'Maznita Tana, Abom Kupa Shosholosh Sholosh Tzah, which is the same. 40 boxes of 3 Tzah. But the question is it one box of 40 sub? Or is it 3 boxes? Like I plegi. Hadaresha, Hadadara. Now the Shoraish was bigger than the Shoyad. Because the Shoyad, they only had to make one bias. In the Shoraish, they had to split it into 4. Now, today, we can make them the same size and split the Shoraish into 4. Baruch Hashem, the Rabbi Hashem is giving us the technology that we're able to make Tulim Batim small, and the same size for 4 as there is for 1. The 1 is bigger, the 4 are each smaller. Yes. In those days, to get 4 the same size as 1 was very impossible. So it was 3 times the size. They were able to get it a little smaller per bias. They couldn't work it down that the Shoraish and the Shoyad should be the same size. The Shoyad was smaller, the Shoraish was larger. 3 times as large, because they had to get 4 batim in. So each bias was smaller than the Shoyad, but they couldn't get it much smaller than the Shoyad, so the Shoyad ended up being 3 times the size of the Shoraish. They had smaller Shoyads and bigger Shoraishes. So there was 40 saw of Shoyads and 120 saw of Shoraishes. Because each Shoraish is the same amount of volume as one Shoyad. I'm sorry. Each 3 shoyads equal 1 shorash. My mistake. Rashi. Tutei trillin, tfusei trillin, chutzmin eritzua, kare tzitza. If you take off the strap, that's called a tzitza. Because the reader of himself, the sukkah, oichas beritzua, vein oichas betzitza. Says the person who's tamei, who was a balkari, and he has his trillin on, and he became a balkari, should take it off using the straps and not touch the bias. The Dara Memsa, with the Reisha Shem Dalim, Dalad Bata Bechok Tzitza, you need 4. Have a Gimel Zimni Memsa. If Taimer Dalad, I it's 4 times. Lohi, Shabbaya Zekla Chosroya, God will be Echemi Bate Reish. Right? They were able to get that the Zroya is bigger than 1 of the 4 of the Reish. Bishakan Kol Arbe Parshas Vabaya Zechad, Bishareish Parsha Achaz Vabaya Zechad. Bikomokim Tfush Shareish, Mitoyach Shatarak Lichali Kabatim. You have to make them separate, but they can't be one big one. It has to be a little bit of space in between. And it has to be set in one setting, right, one bottom. It's 3 times the size of a shoyad. I'm sorry? I guess when they were killed, yeah.
So after the kings buried them, they collected all
the... I guess so.
The bottom of the made out of one piece of leather?
Yes.
The bottom are made out of one piece of leather.
I don't know if it's ma'akiv or not today, they're made from Arachad.
stretch?
The last year or the...
Not the stretch.
Not
the Mitzvahs.
No, I thought we were talking about the Baka.
Not the holders. They didn't have holders then.
I said the bottom. I called it a different name. I didn't call it bottom. What did I call it? I forgot what I called it. The boxes, I said.
Yeah, that's
it. Box, I meant the box that holds the parts.
Yeah, don't
use
the boxes
with
the
protector covers?
No. They didn't have protector covers necessarily. I don't know.
When does this happen?
Bechorben Beitar. Now, I just want to point out, I'm an old man, when I was younger, when I was a kid, you had people that had very big tefillin. Because in Europe, they couldn't make tefillin the way they make it for us. I remember the older Yidden shul had tefillin that were much bigger than the tefillin we have. Because they made them from behemoth daka. First of all, they couldn't use hides of cattle. It's too hard for them to work with. They used it from behemoth daka, from sheep and goats, and they weren't able to make them so small, so they made them much bigger. I still remember Europeans had much bigger bottom. Much bigger bottom. And then, as the generation, by the time I became bar mitzvah, it was already the smaller ones. I guess before my bar mitzvah, my brother became bar mitzvah. It's also that way. But it was an American thing to be able to make them so smaller. Or in Eretz Yisrael, they did it. They figured out how to make them small. But in Europe, they used to be much bigger. Much bigger bottom. I mean, that's the way it was. They just had much bigger bottom. So, you know, they couldn't get them so small. It was a fact. Some people today have smaller shayad than shorash. It's one of the people, some people have a chumrah. Because the shayad, the exact place, is much harder to get than the shorash. So they have a smaller shoyad, taller. But you have to be completely in the place. And the shoraish is small. That's what they have. Okay, Mr. Shem, Sunday morning. Sunday morning.